Burnham, Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bliski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing, and Drain Experts, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, Brandit Graphics, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go to the field with your host, Stefan Draney, after these words from our sponsors.
Hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
All right, guys, we are live here at Fireman's Park here in Brenham, Texas for Cub baseball. We are on the air. So this game tonight is going to be between the Brenham Cubs and the Huntsville Hornets. And what we're going to do is, as the pregame activities are going to get underway here for the Little League teams, we'll take one quick break, and then we'll be back, and we'll go through the pregame fairly quick since we're a little bit delayed. But we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Dana.
Brenham National Bank wants to welcome you to Washington County to visit the Blue Bonnet Festival hosted by the Chapel Hill Historical Society on April 11th and 12th.
We are a community bank with all the latest and greatest technology.
Come by and visit our branch at 9005 U.S. Highway 290 East.
Come bank with us, where we make banking fun and easy. Brenham National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
All right, welcome back out here to Fireman's Park here on a beautiful night for baseball out here. It is Little League night here for the Brenham baseball team as they host all the youth Little League athletes, girls, softball, boys baseball here tonight. A big crowd here on hand. Cubs come into this game tonight 5-0 in district, undefeated in district to start out the season. Have a overall 14-8 record. They'll be taking on the Huntsville Hornets, who are 0-5 in district tonight. So a big game for the Cubs to not get complacent here tonight and just take care of business, as to not try not to overlook too much, as you have a couple tougher games coming up in the next couple weeks. Stay the course. Keep on track. Keep doing what you're doing. Cubs playing excellent baseball right now. So as we get ready for everything here, we'll send it back to the studios real quick for a word from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Easter weekend a breeze. From the tasty starters, the main dish, the must-have sides, and the sweet treats, H-E-B has it all to make your Easter complete. And don't forget, H-E-B carries gift baskets, goodies, egg dyeing kits, toys, and cascarones, so you can get all your Easter essentials at one single store. Have no time? Order online and have your items delivered right to your car with curbside or right to your front door. H-E-B in Brenham, they're always here for you.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park here in Brenham, Texas, for tonight's game between the Brenham Cubs and the Huntsville Hornets. Going over a little bit of the 17-5A standings in the district, the Brenham Cubs all alone in first place at 5-0. They're followed by Montgomery Lake Creek Lions at 3-2 in district. The Montgomery Bears are 2-1 in district. Brian Rutter at 2-2, A&M Consolidated 2-3. College Station's listed at 1-2, and Huntsville at 0-5. So tonight's game, big game for the Cubs over here as they get ready to go into a pretty tough schedule in their district schedule coming up. They're going to be playing A&M Consolidated and Montgomery yet, which will give them a pretty good test. And once you come out of that, if you just take care of business the rest of the way, you should be in a good spot for a playoff matchup. Don't know what the seeding will be until it's all said and done, but hopefully if the Cubs can keep up on the pace they've got right now, they've got a two-game lead in the district standings right now, so if, stay on that pace and you're pretty good. Take care of the teams you need to beat. Split against the ones you don't need to meet. So as the umpires head out to home plate here for the coaches' meetings, we'll send it back to the studios, and we'll be back with the starting lineup after a word from these sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks softball, Brenham Cub baseball, and the Brenham Cubette softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
And welcome back, everyone, here to Fireman's Park here as we get ready for some baseball action tonight. We'll go over the starting lineups. First, for the visiting team, the Huntsville Hornets, leading off will be Grant Bleener in right field. Batting second for them will be Jeremiah Peterson in left field. Batting third, Quentin Chandonnet. He's going to be doing the catching. Batting fourth will be Will Barrett, the pitcher. Batting fifth will be Mason Douglas, the first baseman. Batting sixth, Wyatt Falkers, the shortstop. Batting seventh, Mason Langley, the designated hitter. Batting eighth, Jackson Stecklin, the third baseman. And batting ninth, number six, Caden Trevino. That's the lineup for the Huntsville Hornets. And now the starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs is brought to you by T&A Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. Okay. So the starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs tonight, leading off will be number two, Dalton Hart, playing shortstop. Batting second, number eight, Owen Finke, playing third base. Batting third will be Drake Binky, playing right field. Batting fourth, number four, Ethan Auschenbeck playing center field. Batting fifth, number 19, Luke Hardy. He'll be over at first base. Batting sixth will be Brody Tucker. He'll be behind the plate doing the catching. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 16, Brooks Rosnowski. Batting eighth, number nine, Landry Mendoza. He'll be over at second base. And batting ninth will be number 10, Caleb Maurer, and he'll be out in left field. And on the mound tonight for the Brenham Cubs will be number 12, Braden Steele, will be the starting pitcher tonight for tonight's game. So there's your starting lineups for tonight's game as we get set for the Little League night out here. Looks like a bunch of youngsters are going to be able to go out on the field and participate in the national anthem with the Cubs. So as we get ready for that, we'll hang on right here until we get the national anthem in as the PA announcer gives out the lineup and the Cubs hit their positions out on the field along with their Little League counterpart. So it's always a good thing to see the youth of our community participating. Was blessed through the years with my two sons to have the opportunity to play a lot of baseball, a lot of Little League baseball. Took us a lot of different places. It's good to see so many kids out here tonight and participate in this event, especially when they can go out there with these players that can mentor them just by their actions and how they play on the field. So it's always good to see this done by the Cub baseball team. Got a lot of kids running out there with the pitcher, so we must have a lot of pitchers that are going to come out. So tonight we're going to have the national anthem by the Brenham Cub Band, and as soon as they get ready on the field, we'll go live to that for y'all. As they clear the field after the national anthem and get ready for play, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from my sponsors.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball teams this season.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
right, Braden Steele's on the mound getting ready for first pitch over here tonight. So as the kids have cleared the field and everything, we're just about ready for game time. As he completes his warm-up tosses over here.
Make sure you stick around for the third inning.
So, the annual grudge race between the Cubs. During the third inning tonight, they're going to have a race on the field between the Chick-fil-A cow and the Brenham Cub mascots, which should be a very interesting time for them. So we'll see how that all goes as Brody Tucker throws it down to second base. So we're ready to get underway here at Cub Stadium. As the first batter is going to step in for the Huntsville Hornets, and that's going to be Grant Beener.
Leading off the top of the first.
It's going to be the right fielder.
Number 11, Grant Benner.
And correction on that, it's going to be Brant Benner on the pronunciation there. So as Benner steps in, he's a left-handed batter. First pitch coming from Braden Steele is in there for a strike one. Fastball right down the middle. So, seen Steele pitch before. He's going to work pretty quick. So, he's back in the windup. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off to the left side, out of play. Quickly, 0-2 on the leadoff batter for Huntsville. So, Steele's back on the rubber. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and that is fouled off into the screen. Count stays at 0-2. So Steele wastes no time when he gets on the rubber. Doesn't give those hitters a chance to get comfortable in the box. So we're back on the rubber. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And that's going to be up high and outside for a ball. So runs the count to 1-2. We are just underway here. Top half of the first inning. Leadoff batter for the Huntsville Hornets. The 1-2 pitch is down and out for a ball. Runs the count even at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch is swung on, hit out to center field. Ethan Auschenbeck settles underneath it, makes the catch for out number one. So Benner flies out to Ethan Auschenbeck in center field. It's going to bring up to bat the left fielder, Jeremiah Peterson. So Peterson will step in from the right side. Steele on the rubber with the first pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Fastball. Belt high for strike one. So Steele right back on the rubber. The 0-1 pitch swinging. That's popped off to the right side and out of play. So quickly Steele a hit again. 0-2. So Peterson's back in there, Steele on the rubber, the 0-2 delivery, and that's going to be outside for ball one. Off-speed pitch out off the end of the plate there, trying to get Peterson the chase on that one. So the 1-2 pitch on its way, it swung on. This is grounded to Finke at third. He's up with it, throw on to first base to Luke Hardy for out number two. So two outs in the inning for the Cubs, two up, two down. Going to bring up to bat for the Huntsville Hornets, Quentin Chandon.
Quentin Chandonnet.
Make sure we get that pronunciation right. So ground out there by Peterson for the second out in the inning. First pitch coming to Chandonnet is going to be swung on. Hit the Finke. Hot shot. Fields it on one bounce. Spins, turns, throws to first base for the third out of the inning. So with that, that is a three-up, three-down inning for the Cubs. So three-up, three-down, what a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun, member FDIC. So after a half inning of play, it is the Brenham Cubs, the Huntsville Hornets 0, the Brenham Cubs coming to bat, and we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency,
Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert's Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
And welcome back here to Fireman's Park as we are through a half inning of play. The Cubs with a 3-3 down inning in the top half of the first inning. It's going to bring up the bottom half, and for the Cubs, first three batters up is going to be Dalton Hart to lead it off, followed by Owen Finke, and then Drake Binky will be in the three hole tonight to start it off for the Cubs. So on the mound for the Huntsville Hornets is going to be number 7, Will Barrett. Barrett, a left-handed pitcher. So the Cubs will get to see a left-handed pitcher. I saw them a couple times before tonight, able to handle the left-handers and the right-handers. So shouldn't be a problem. Cubs come in really hot swinging the bat right now. So Dalton Hart steps in here. He's batting from the left side. And first pitch coming from Barrett is going to be in there, outside corner fastball for strike one. So Barrett gets a hit of Hart here, 0-1. So Hart back in there. Barrett, tall, lanky pitcher working from the left-hand side. Swinging by Hart. This is hit down the left field line. Tailing just foul down the line there. Line drive down the left field line. Foul by about 5 or 6 feet there. Kind of hung the line pretty good while there, but not quite enough to keep it in fair territory. So Hart steps back in with an 0-2 count. And the 0-2 pitch coming to Hart. Another line drive hit down the left side, foul. So the 0-2 pitch coming to Hart. This is swung on. This will be grounded over to the second baseman. Second baseman up with it. He'll flip on to first base for the first out of the inning. So Hart is out 4-3 on the first out of the inning. So we'll give the weather update for tonight. And the game time weather update is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And tonight's weather, it is a beautiful night for baseball out here at Fireman's Park. 81 degrees as we start play tonight. No chance of rain in foreseeable future. Winds blowing about 5 miles an hour out of the south-southwest, so as we play tonight, should be a beautiful night for baseball. And Owen Finke steps in, and he's going to foul one down the third baseline, foul. So out in front of that one just a little bit is Finke. So couldn't be any better for a baseball game tonight. So if you hadn't made it out here to Fireman's Park yet, you still got time. You can still make it out here. The 1-1 pitch to Finke, this is a little flare hit over the first baseman. It's going to fall in there for a base hit. So Owen Finke with the first hit of the night for the Cubs is a single out into right field. So that'll bring up to bat for the Cubs number 22, Drake Binky. Binky comes in and bat from the left-handed side. One of the leaders in home runs and RBIs currently in the 5A division as he steps up to for his first at-bat tonight. So left-handed pitcher Barrett's going to work out of the stretch here. First pitch to Binky is a line drive single right back up the middle. Binky's going to make a turn at second. He's going to go to third. The throw's going to third. Binky's going to advance up to second base on the throw. So single for Binky, moves the runner Finke over to third. Binky takes second base on the throw to third. So Cubs got something going here in the first inning. One out, two runners on after two consecutive hits. Brings up to bat number four, center fielder Ethan Auchinbeck. So Auchinbeck will step in from the right side of the plate against the left-handed pitcher Barrett. No score here. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Cubs threatening, two runners in scoring position. Barrett takes a long look in, get his sign. First pitch to Auchinbeck is in there for a strike. Off-speed pitch found the strike zone there for Barrett against Auchinbeck. So runners at second and third, one out. 0-1 pitch coming to Auchinbeck. It's going to be swung on. This is hit to the shortstop. He bobbles it. Only play he'll have left is first, and he throws on to first, but the run Finke will score from third to score the first run of the night for the Cubs. And Owen Finke just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. So Cubs with the early 1-0 lead, and that brings up to bat first baseman number 19, Luke Hardy. Hardy swings at the first pitch there for strike one. So Binky moved up to third on the fielder's choice ground out by Auchinbeck. Pitch gets away from the catcher here. Binky's coming home. Throw to the plate, and he is out. So pass ball by the catcher there, and they are able to get Drake Binky out at home plate. So with that out, that brings three outs in the inning. But the Cubs do score one run on two hits. They leave nobody on the bases. So your score after one inning of play is the Cubs 1, the Hornets 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
All right, we're back here. Fireman's Park here for the Brenham Cubs and Huntsville Hornets. One inning in the books tonight, and the Cubs have a 1-0 lead as we start play here in the bottom half of the second inning. Huntsville will have their 4, 5, and 6 batters coming up to the plate, as Braden Steele was able to go 1-2-3 in the first inning against the first three batters he faced. So as we get ready for play here, stepping up first for the Huntsville Hornets will be the pitcher Will Barrett. Barrett is a left-handed hitter. He'll be facing the right-handed pitcher, Braden Steele. Steele, very efficient first inning of work for him. So the first pitch from Steele to Barrett is going to be in there. Fastball, strike one. So Steele quickly working a hit again. It's been a hit on every batter he's faced tonight so far. Barrett this time squares around the bunt, pulls back, but takes the fastball for strike two. So quickly 0-2. So 0-2 count on Barrett. He's the first batter here in the top half of the second inning. The 0-2 pitch down just low a little bit for ball one. Runs the count to 1-2. So Steele quickly back with the 1-2 pitch. That's going to be inside for ball two. So 2-2 evens the count up, 2-2. So nobody out here. We're playing the top half of the second inning. Cubs with a 1-0 lead. Steele with the 2-2 pitch. It's swung on. This is going to be hit out to right field. It's going to be in there for a single. Benke's going to get in front of it, throw it back in the second. So leadoff single there for Will Barrett as he's on first base, and that'll bring up the first baseman, number 12, Mason Douglas for the Huntsville Hornets.
Pitch running for Huntsville, number 21, Gio Garcia. Now batting the first baseman, number 12, Mason Douglas.
So Gio Garcia is going to come in and courtesy run for the pitcher, Will Barrett. So umpires gets all his changes written down here. So we've got the first courtesy runner of the night. So stepping in now will be first baseman Mason Douglas. So first pitch coming to Douglas, fastball taken for strike one. So Steele gets a hit, 0-1, runner at first base, nobody out. The 0-1 pitch coming, swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes. So Garcia gets his lead over at first. Steele comes set. He'll check on the runner. He's going to throw over. Oh, close play at first base, and umpire says safe. Close play. You can hear the reaction from the fans on that one. Very close play over there at first base. So good move over there by Braden Steele. Almost picks Garcia off over there. May have actually had him, but the umpire didn't see it that way. He'll throw again over there. Another close play. Not quite as close as the last one, but Garcia's back in there safe again. So Steele's back in the stretch. He's going to check on Garcia at first. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's swung on. A little dribbler down the third baseline is going to roll foul. So we'll reset everybody. Garcia hits back to first base. Douglas comes back to the plate. Nobody out here, top half of the second inning. Leadoff batter aboard for the Hornets. So Steele comes set, the 0-2 pitch is going to be swung on and popped out of play to the right side. So Steele still pounding the strike zone. The 0-2 pitch coming, this is going to be just outside for ball one. So fastball there just outside, a little bit too far to get the call. Runs the count to one ball, two strikes. Now Steele comes set. He'll check on Garcia at first. The 1-2 pitch, this is a ground ball to Owen Finke at third. He's up with it, on to second. Dropped at second by Mendoza, but picks it up in time to get the force out at second base. So Barrett is forced, Garcia is forced out at first base for the first out, and Douglas will reach first on the fielder's choice there. So had a chance at a double play there. So put out on the out will be 5-4. And that's going to bring up the shortstop, Wyatt Folkers. So Folkers steps in, right-handed batter. Mason Douglas over at first base for the Hornets. First pitch coming. Fastball right down the middle for strike one. So steal a hit, 0-1. One out now, playing the top half of the second inning. Cubs with a 1-0 lead. So Steele comes set to check the runner. The 0-1 pitch is just inside for ball one. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. One out in the inning. Steele comes set. 1-1 pitch is going to be fouled at the plate. So runs the count to one ball and two strikes on Mace, on Wyatt Folkers. Mason Douglas over at first base on the fielder's choice. So Steele's got a sign. He comes set. 1-2 pitch on its way. Outside of ball. Snap throw down to first. Not in time on the pickoff attempt by Brody Tucker. So Steele's got his sign. He's set. He's going to check on the runner over at first base. The 2-2 pitch on his way. This is grounded to first. Hardy's up with it. Throws on a second in the dirt. unable to be scooped out of the dirt by Hart. So everybody's going to be safe. So throwing error there on the first baseman, Luke Hardy. So that's going to put two runners on for the Hornets. It's going to bring up to bat the designated hitter, Mason Langley. So a couple miscues here in the top half of the second inning for the Cubs have given the Hornets two runners on base with one out here. So Langley steps in, left-handed batter. Steele gets his sign. He's going to check on his runners. First pitch is going to be inside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. One out, runners at first and second base. So Steele comes set. He'll check on the runner at second base. The 1-0 pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. So one ball, one strike count on Mason Langley, the designated hitter for the Hornets. Runners at first and second, one out. Cubs with a 1-0 lead. And the 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Brings the count to one ball, two strikes. So Steele ahead. Comes set. The 1-2 pitch on its way. It swung on. This is going to be hit to Owen Finke at third. He's going to go over to Mendoza at second for one. Back to first. Not in time. So close on the double play attempt by the Cubs. But Langley beats it out. He'll be safe at first base on the fielder's choice. Out on the play will be Wyatt Folkers out at second base. So that puts runners at first and third with two outs in the inning. Brings up the bat Jackson Steckline. So Steckline will step in here batting from the right-hand side. He's going to call timeout as Steele was taking a little too long for his liking, getting the sign from the catcher. So runners at first and third now, two outs. Cubs lead it 1-0, top half of the second inning. First pitch coming, strike, fastball, inside corner for strike one. So the 0-1 pitch on his way. Line drive caught by Owen Finke at third base for the third out of the inning. So the Cubs work out of a little jam. Two runners left on base. There was one hit. No run scored by the Hornets, though. So the score at the end of 1.5 innings of play. It's the Brenham Cubs 1, the Huntsville Hornets 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park as the Brenham Cubs lead it 1-0 as we start play here in the bottom half of the second inning. Stepping back in there will be Luke Hardy. He was up to bat in the bottom half of the first when Drake Binky was thrown out trying to come home on a pass ball. So Luke will get another at bat here to start off. He'll be the leadoff batter in the second inning. Will Barrett still on the mound for the Huntsville Hornets out there. So Barrett set, Hardy set in the box, and we're ready to get the bottom half of the second underway. First pitch coming to Luke Hardy is swung on. This is going to be a base hit out into left field, right between second and third. Correction, third baseman and the shortstop. Luke Hardy reaches on a leadoff single, So Hardy swinging on the first pitch there. Takes that pitch out to the left field there. That's going to bring up to bat the catcher, number three, Brody Tucker.
Number three, Brody Tucker.
So Cubs with the leadoff man on here in the bottom half of the second inning. Hardy gets his lead over at first. Barrett comes set. First pitch coming to Tucker is going to be fastball up and outside for ball one. So Tucker's back in there. Hardy's got his lead. Barrett's going to check on him. Going to come with the 1-0 pitch. Going to be inside for ball two. So two balls, no strikes on Brody Tucker. So Barrett's going to come set. He'll check on Hardy over there at first. The 2-0 pitch to Tucker is going to be just outside for a ball. So 3-0 count on Brody Tucker. So Tucker, right-handed batter, facing the lefty Barrett for the Hornets. So 3-0 pitch coming, going to be in there for a strike. Runs the count out to three balls and one strike. Nobody out here. Bottom half of the second. Leadoff man aboard for the Cubs. Luke Hardy over at first base gets his lead. Comes the 3-1 pitch. Swung on to the third baseman. He's going to field it up with it. Throws the second for one. Back to first. Double play for the Hornets. So hard hit ball to the third baseman. Quick throw over to second. And back to first for the 5-4-3 double play. So that'll take us to two outs in the inning. Bring up the bat for the Cubs, the designated hitter, Brooks Rosnowski. So Rosnowski steps in, base is cleared now. Bats here in the bottom half of the second with two outs. Nobody on. First pitch in, down and in for a ball. So Rosnowski takes a ball down and inside for the first pitch. The 1-0 pitch on its way is going to be also down low for a ball. So two balls, no strikes on Brooks Rosnowski. Brooks, the designated hitter tonight, batting for the pitcher, Braden Steele. So the 2-0 pitch is down and out for ball three. So quickly three balls and no strikes. So Rosnowski back in there. Barrett's up on the mound. The 3-0 pitch is on its way. And that pitch is going to be down low for ball four. So Rosnowski draws a two-out walk. And he'll be over at first base for second baseman Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza will step in here, batting from the right-hand side.
Second baseman.
They'll have Rosnowski over at first base. Two outs in the inning. We play here in the bottom half of the second inning. First pitch to Rosnowski. It's going to be in there for a strike. So no balls, one strike count. So Mendoza takes strike two, so quickly 0-2 on Mendoza. Rosnowski over at first base. Drew a two-out walk. So 0-2 pitch on its way to Mendoza is going to be down low. Nice block by the catcher there for Huntsville. Keeps Rosnowski over at first base. Takes the count out to one ball and two strikes. Two outs in the inning. We're in the bottom half of the second. Cubs with a 1-0 lead. 1-2 is swung on and fouled back. So keeps the count at 1-2 on the foul ball there by Mendoza. So Barrett comes set. He's going to check on Rosnowski at first. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Mendoza swings. Hard hit ball to the shortstop. It's going to take a Cub bounce and goes right over his head. That ball was scorched by Mendoza. So that's going to be a single for Mendoza. It's going to put him over at first base, moves Rosnowski up to second base. It's going to bring up the number 9 hitter, number 10, Caleb Maurer. So on the dropped ball by the pitcher, Rosnowski is going to advance over to third base, so it's going to actually put runners on the corners now. So Hornet's not paying attention out there. Rosnowski's able to swipe a bag on him. So Maurer steps in, batting from the right side. Runners now at first and third, two outs. First pitch to Maurer is going to be just outside for a ball. Off-speed pitch there by Barrett. Tried to catch the outside corner, just missed it. So one ball, no strikes. So pitch on the way to Maurer. Runners on the way from second. This is going to be a fly ball down the left field line. Left fielder moving over in foul territory, and he'll make the catch in foul territory for the third out of the inning. So with that catch, the Cubs scored no runs. There was one hit, two runners left on base. So your score at the end of two complete innings of play, it is the Brenham Cubs 1 and the Huntsville Hornets 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, welcome back. We're here at Fireman's Park here as we've got Brenham Cub baseball action going on for you. The Cubs lead it 1-0 as we start play here in the top half of the third inning. Leading off for Huntsville is going to be second baseman number 6, Caden Trevino. He'll face Braden Steele, who's still out on the mound for the Cubs. So far only allowed the one hit back in the second inning. First pitch from Steele is going to be up for a ball. So ball one to for lead it off for Trevino. So Steele quickly back on the mound. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Evens up the count at 1-1. So the 1-1 pitch is down low in the dirt. Takes the count out to 2-1. So just underway here in the top half of the third inning. The 2-1 pitch on his way is going to be a fastball that's inside for ball three. So three balls and one strike on Trevino, the number 9 batter for the Hornets. Leadoff batter here in the – he's swinging on the 3-1 pitch. Hardy gets over. Steele comes over to cover the bag for him, tosses over for out number one. So ground out to first baseman Luke Hardy, throws it over to Braden Steele covering for out number one. It's going to take us back to the top of the lineup for the Huntsville Hornets. It's going to bring up number 11, Grant Benner. So Benner, his first time up, hit a fly ball out to Ethan Auschenbeck in center field for an out. So first pitch coming to Benner is going to be down low in the dirt for ball one. Bounced in there, ricocheted off of Tucker and the umpire, and hit it on over to the Cub dugout. So Steele back on the rubber. 1-0 pitch on its way. That's going to be down low for ball two. So Benner ahead, two balls, no strikes here. There's one out in the inning. Play here in top half of the third. 2-0 pitch on its way. Going to be up high for a ball. So runs the count out to 3-0. So Steele back on the rubber. His 3-0 pitch is on its way. It's going to be in there for a strike. So 3-1 now on number 11, Grant Benner. So 3-1 pitch on its way from Steele to Benner is going to be up high for 4. So Benner will draw a walk. One out walk puts a runner at first base for the Hornets. Going to bring up to bat the left fielder, number 8, Jeremiah Peterson.
Huntsville left fielder number 8, Jeremiah Peterson.
So Peterson will step in here with one out, runner at first base. Steele working out of the stretch. Peterson, the number 2 batter in the Hornet lineup. So the first pitch coming is going to be in there for a strike. Nice, hard fastball right down the middle for strike 1. So Steele hit, no balls, 1. There's one out in the inning, runner at first base. Steele's going to check on the runner. The 1 pitch on its way, going to be outside for 1. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Peterson steps back in, Steele working quickly. Checks the runner at first. The 1-1 pitch, this is going to be hit back up the middle. Hart's going to grab it, step on second himself. Over to first in the dirt. Hardy unable to pull it out of the dirt. It's going to bounce into the dugout. So Benner will be out at second base on the 6th unassisted putout. And Peterson is going to reach second base after the throwing error on Hart over to first base. So that'll bring us up to 2 in the inning. Brings up the number 3 hitter, number 9, Quentin Chandonnet, the catcher for the Hornets. So Chandonnet in the first inning grounded out to Owen Finke at third base. So he'll step in here with 2, runner at second base. Top half of the third inning, Cubs with a 1-0 lead. First pitch swinging by Chandonnet on an off-speed pitch for strike 1. So Peterson gets his lead over at second. Steele's going to check on him out there. 0-1 pitch is on its way. Swung and fouled back for strike 2. So Steele quickly hit here, 0-2. So Peterson gets his lead out there. Steele's getting a sign from Tucker. Going to check on Peterson out at second base. 0-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be just outside for 1. Tough pitch to lay off there by Chandonnet, but he took it outside for 1. So 1-2 count now. Peterson's got his lead. The 1-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on. A little blooper over to second baseman's head. It's going to fall in center field. Peterson's around third. He's coming home. Throw to home is cut off by Hardy. So the Hornets will score on the RBI single by Quentin Chandonnet. Ball cut off by Hardy there to keep Chandonnet at first base on the throw home. So the Hornets are tied up here in the top half of the third inning, 1-1 now. 2 in the inning. Brings up to bat for the Hornets number 7, Will Barrett. And we've got a courtesy runner over at first base for the catcher, Chandonnet. And as soon as I get his number, I'll get you his name.
Huntsville pitcher number 7, Will Barrett.
So Barrett steps in, had a single his first time up to bat. So Barrett batting from the left-hand side. Steele with the first pitch. It's going to be in there inside corner fastball for strike 1. So Steele hit 0-1, 2, runner at first base. The Hornets have 1 run in the inning. We're in the top half of the third, score tied 1-1. So Steele with the 0-1 pitch is going to be fouled off to the right side. So quickly 0-2 on Barrett. So 0-2 count on Will Barrett. So Steele's going to check his runner. Comes with the 0-2 just a bit high. for ball one. Runs the count out to 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the inning. Runner at first base. All tied up here in the top half of the third inning, 1-1. 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on and missed for a strikeout. So that'll bring us to 3 outs in the inning, but the Hornets do score 1 run on 1 hit. They leave 1 runner on base. So your score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, we're all tied up. Brenham 1, Huntsville 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
All right, we're back here at Fireman's Park, and we just had the race between Chloe the Cub and the Chick-fil-A Cow. And Chloe the Cub smoked the Chick-fil-A Cow at the line there. So chalk up a win for Chloe the Cub there if you're keeping track of the race between Chloe and the Chick-fil-A Cow. So in the top half of the third inning, the Hornets were able to score a run to tie the game up at 1-1. So Cubs come in now with a tie game, and leading it off here in the bottom half of the third inning for the Cubs is going to be the leadoff batter, Dalton Hart. So Hart steps in and grounded out to a second baseman his first time up the bat. First pitch is on its way from Hart. He's going to square around a bunt. He lays it down. Catcher's up with it. It's going to be a fair ball. He's on to first base for the out. So quick throw, and I believe the umpires are going to conversate about this one because very close to whether that ball was fair, foul, or where it was at. So as it stands right now, it is a ground out. But as the home plate umpire and third base umpire talk about this, I believe third base umpire called it foul and the home plate umpire had it fair. So they're going to talk about it and call it a foul ball, and that's what it looked like from up here. Catcher just went through the right steps, fielded the ball, did what he was supposed to do. So Huntsville coach is going to come out. He's going to have a little conversation with the umpire and ask for some explanation of what the call was and why the call was made. Did look like the catcher did grab it. Hart bunted it, bounced right up in front of the plate, was fielded in foul territory by the catcher, but he threw on the first. So still foul ball. We're going to stick with that call. So it's going to be an 0-1 count on Dalton Hart. So Hart steps back in. Barrett still on the mound for the Huntsville Hornets. All tied up here as we play in the bottom half of the third inning. So Hart's going to take a fastball for strike two. So quickly 0-2 on Hart. So Barrett gets his sign. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Hart. It's going to be a off-speed pitch that bounces on the outside for ball one. So 1 ball, 2 strike count on Dalton Hart, leadoff hitter here in the bottom half of the third inning for the Cubs. So 1-2 pitch on its way to Hart. Going to be swung on and missed. Catcher going to have to pick it up and throw to first. He throws down there and completes the play out at first. So strikeout for Dalton Hart for the first out of the inning for the Cubs. Going to bring up to bat the third baseman, number 8, Owen Finke. Finke, his first time up, had a single and scored a run. So as Finke steps in here with one out, here in the bottom half of the third inning, Baird seemed to settle into a little groove out there on the mound for Huntsville. So the first pitch coming to Finke, he's going to square around, pull it back for ball one as that ball was down low. So Finke back in there with a 1-0 count. Barrett's got his sign. The 1-0 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on and fouled into the Cub dugout. So evens up the count. One ball, one strike, one out. We're underway here in the bottom half of the third. All tied up, 1-1. So the 1-1 pitch coming from Barrett. Finke swings and fouls that back into the screen. So one ball, two strike count now, and Owen Finke. Finke steps in. One ball, two strike count. Barrett with the delivery. Going to be down low in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and two strikes on Finke. Nobody on. One out in the inning. So Finke's back in there. Barrett's got his sign. 2-2 is on its way. It's going to be swung on a line drive to the second baseman. Second baseman catches it for the out. So hard hit ball by Finke right at the second baseman. He's up with it for out number two. And that's going to bring up the bat number 22, Drake Binky, for the Cubs. So Binky, his first time up, had a single. Drove in a run. So Binky batting from the left side against the left-handed pitcher Barrett. First pitch is on its way, going to be on the outside corner. Fastball for strike one. So no balls and one strike to Drake Binky. Two outs here in the bottom half of the third inning. Swung on by Binky. This is a fly ball out to left fielder. Left fielder came in at first. Now he's drifting back, and he's going to make the catch. So with that, that'll bring us to the third out of the inning. So for the Cubs in the bottom half of the third, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on base. So your score at the end of three innings of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 1, the Huntsville Hornets 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
So as we return here to Fireman's Park for start play in the fourth inning, it's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the seventh caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maluf Z pillow from Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the seventh caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his new store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. One pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you are not eligible to play. So as we start play here in the top half of the fourth inning, first batter up for the Hornets flies out to the outfield for out number one, as we got one out, brings up to bat Wyatt Folkers. He reached on an error in the back in the first inning, And he takes the first pitch down low for a ball. So one out in the inning. Folker swinging on the 1-0 pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So Braden Steele still on the mound for the Cubs. We're all tied up here as we start playing the top half of the fourth inning. So that fastball is in there for strike two. So count runs to one ball and two strikes on Wyatt Folkers. So the 1-2 pitch on its way, going to be down low blocked there by Tucker for ball two. Evens up the count, two balls, two strikes, one out here in the inning. So Steele's 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, hit out to right field. Binky chasing, it's going to be over his head. It's going to run, roll all the way to the wall. Binky's got it up with it. He's going to throw it back into second, and they'll hold Folkers with a double. So one out double there by Wyatt Folkers for Huntsville. Puts a runner in scoring position. One out.
Huntsville designated hitter number 22.
Brings up to bat designated hitter Mason Langley. Langley reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. Correction, second inning. So Steele operating out of the stretch now. Got a sign from Tucker. Going to check on his runner out at second base. First pitch to Langley is swung on. This is a ground ball to Hart at shortstop. He's up. Throw over to first for the out. Runner does advance to third base. So 6-3 put out on Langley for out number two. Brings up third baseman Jackson Stickland. Stickland lined out to Owen Finke at third base his first time up. First pitch is down low for a ball. So runner at third base, two outs in the inning. Tie game we play here in the top half of the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Oh, snap throw down to third. It's going to get away from Finke. And that's going to score Wyatt Folkers for the Hornets. So with that throwing mistake there by Brody Tucker, it's going to allow the Hornets to take the lead here in the top half of the fourth. So the Hornets now lead it 2-1 over the Cubs. So the 1-1 pitch on its way is a ground ball hit out to Hart at shortstop. Hart's up with it, throws on to first base for the third out of the inning. With that third out, though, the Hornets are able to score one run on one hit. No runners left on base. So your score at the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's the Huntsville Hornets 2, the Brenham Cubs 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plans and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
And welcome back here as we start play in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Cubs with a tough mental error that cost them a run in the top half of the inning. Cubs now trail it 2-1 as we start here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Leading off for the Cubs in the bottom half of the fourth is number four, Ethan Auschenbeck, the center fielder. So he steps in and he takes ball one down low. So as Auschenbeck steps in, the next pitch on its way, Auschenbeck hits a fly ball out to center field. Center fielder settling underneath it, makes the catch for out number one. So fly out to center field for Ethan Auschenbeck for the first out of the game. And that'll bring us up to the Whataburger recap. So the Cub recap is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup, adding unique flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. So as Luke Hardy steps in the bat, recap of our game so far tonight is we're through 3.5 innings of play. Cubs trailing at 2-1. Cubs need to clean it up a little bit tonight. Made some mental errors that have cost them a couple of these runs here. Down 2-1. Cubs only have a couple of hits on the night. Haven't had much action on the bases. Barrett, the pitcher for Huntsville, is doing an excellent job from the left-hand side of the plate, limiting his mistake pitches and being really effective on his pitches and his pitch count. So as we start play here, we're Luke Hardy up the bat. He's got a 2-1 count. There's one out in the inning on the fly out by Auschenbeck to lead it off. So 2-1 pitch to Hardy is a fastball right there on the inside corner of the plate. Two balls and two strikes. So Barrett's doing a really good job of working in and out on the Cubs. He's moving the ball around quite a bit. He is making them feel a little less comfortable. So Hardy swings on this one. He's going to hit it up the middle. Shortstop cuts it off right in front of second base. Makes a strong throw over to first for the second out of the inning. So ground out, nice play by the shortstop for Huntsville for the second out of the inning. Going to bring up to bat for us the catcher, Brody Tucker.
Brings up catcher number three, Brody Tucker.
So we have a winner from our mattress guys pillow, and the winner is Linda Dreyer. So shout out to Linda Dreyer for being the seventh caller out there to win a pillow from the mattress guys. So Tucker steps in. He's got an 0-1 count on him right now. 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be up high for ball one. So evens up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 count on Brody Tucker. Two outs here in the inning. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Cubs are trailing it 2-1. Tucker turns on this one. Hits it foul, though, down the left field line. So hard hit ball by Tucker. Foul down the left field line. Keeps the count at 1-2. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Cubs trailing 1-0. The 1-2 pitch is down low for ball two. So two balls, two strikes now on Brody Tucker. So two outs in the inning, nobody on. 2-2 on its way. Tucker swings as a comebacker to the mound. Knocked down by Barrett. He's going to pick it up. Toss over to first base for the third out of the inning. So with that, third out in the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors for the Cubs. Nobody left on base. So your score after four complete innings of play is the Huntsville Hornets 2 and the Brenham Cubs 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones. Making sense of investing? Member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park as we continue with Cub baseball. As we start here in the top half of the fifth inning, Cubs currently trailing it 2-1 to the Huntsville Hornets. As we wait for Brody Tucker to get all his catching gear put on and get out here. So as we work our way through the top half of the fifth inning here, they've got a lot of fun and games going on over here for Little League night tonight at the ballpark. A bunch of giveaways going on. They've got a drawing going on for some T-shirts for the youth, and they've got a autographed baseball down there from the Texas A&M Aggie baseball team from this year that they're going to give away. So lots of fun things going on tonight here at the park as everybody's out here watching a little bit of Cub baseball. Unfortunately, Cubs down right now as we start play here in the top of the fifth inning, 2-1. So leading it off for Huntsville is going to be Caden Trevino. He's going to take ball one from Braden Steele on the first pitch. So Trevino steps in 0-for-1 on the night. Number 9 batter in the lineup for the Hornets. The pitch is in there for a strike. So Steele's pitch on its way, swung on, and umpire says, yes, he did. So that's going to bring our count to 1-2. So Steele a hit on the leadoff batter here, 1-2. 1-2 pitch is on its way, swinging. This is a ground ball to Owen Finke at third base. Finke's up with it. Strong throw over to first base for the out. So ground out to third baseman for Trevino. One out for the Hornets here as they go back to the top of the lineup to Grant Benner. So Benner comes into his third at bat, 0-for-2 on the night. So Steele got the leadoff batter, Trevino, to ground out to Finke at third. First pitch is on its way, fouled down the left side for strike one on Benner. So Benner, left-handed batter against right-handed pitcher Steele. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be right there for strike two. Fastball painted the outside corner. So quickly 0-2 for Steele. That 0-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. This will be a ground ball to Hart at shortstop. He's up with it. Strong throw over to first base. Out number two on the putout. 6-3 for the Cubs. Two outs now in the inning. That's going to bring up the left fielder, Jeremiah Peterson. So Peterson will step in. Two outs, nobody on base. We're in the top half of the fifth inning with the Cubs trailing 2-1. So first pitch to Peterson is swung on and fouled back into the net for strike one. So Steele getting back into rhythm again, working quickly. 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. Fly ball out to Binky and Wright. He's coming in a couple steps, settles underneath it, makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So that's 3 up, 3 down. Way to go. Brenham National Bank is the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. So for the Hornets, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. So your score at the end of 5.5 innings of play. It's Huntsville 2, Brenham 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
All right, welcome back out here to Fireman's Park as we start play here in the bottom half of the fifth inning with the Cubs trailing 2-1. So Huntsville with Will Barrett still on the mound for them. He's gone the whole way for the Hornets. Been effective. Not a whole lot of strikeouts. Just pitching to contact, letting his defense play behind him. So first batter for the Cubs in the bottom half of the fifth will be number 16, Brooks Rosnowski, the designated hitter. Rosnowski drew a base on balls his first time up. So first pitch is on its way to Rosnowski. It's going to be up high for ball one. So no activity in the Huntsville bullpen or the Brenham bullpen. Looks like we're going to be locked into this pitching battle for a couple more innings yet. So Rosnowski swings. That's going to be a base hit out in the left field. Diving attempt by the third baseman gets through out into left field. So Rosnowski starts it off for the Cubs with a single. Going to bring up number 9, Landry Mendoza. Mendoza, his first time up, had a single. So let's see if the Cubs can get something going here as we're in the bottom of the fifth. Cubs trailing 2-1. Leadoff man is on for the Cubs. Mendoza steps in. Rosnowski over at first base. Rosnowski gets his lead. Barrett with the first pitch to Mendoza, swinging. It's going to be a pop fly. Second baseman giving chase. Right fielder coming in. Second baseman will settle underneath it. So fly out to shallow center, shallow right field. Going to be out number one for the Cubs. Going to bring up to bat the left fielder, number 10, Caleb Maurer. So Maurer steps in here with one out. Runner at first base. Mendoza needed to get that runner over, was unsuccessful. So Maurer steps in, first pitch, squares around the butt, pulls it back, snap throw to first, not in time. So ball one on Maurer. So pitcher gets his sign, checks on the runner Rosnowski at first. Comes the pitch to Maurer, is going to be down low. Makes the count 1-1. So Barrett checks on the runner. Swing by Maurer, is going to get away from the catcher. Rosnowski will move up to second base on the pass ball by the catcher. But Maurer down in the count 1-2 now. One out now. Runner at second base. So Rosnowski now in scoring position for Maurer. Maurer's going to choke up on the bat a little bit with the 1-2 count. So left-handed pitcher delivers. Going to be check swing. No call by the umpire. Not sure if you can really appeal this one. The umpire's in the second base position, so no swing. Two ball, two strike count now on Maurer. Maurer's offered at the last couple off-speed pitches from Barrett. So 2-2 count, one out. Rosnowski at second base. Cubs trail it 2-1, bottom half of the fifth. So 2-2 on its way to Maurer's going to get away from the catcher. This is going to move Rosnowski up to third base. Runs the count full to Caleb Maurer. So now Rosnowski at third base. Let's see how Huntsville plays their defense on the infield with one out. Runner at third. They're going to bring their infield in. They're going to bring them in on the corners. Stay back in the middle. So ground ball anywhere up the middle is going to score Rosnowski. So the 3-2 pitch is up high for ball four. So Maurer will draw the walk. Puts him over at first base. Takes us back to the top of the lineup for the Cubs, Dalton Hart. So Hart is 0-2 on the night so far. So Hart steps in. Runners at first and third. One out. Cubs trail it 2-1 here. We play in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So Barrett's going to come set, check on his runners. First pitch coming to Hart. It's going to be outside. Runner on the move from first. Throw down to second is not in time. So stolen base for Caleb Maurer. Rosnowski stays at third on a throw through by the catcher. So runners now second and third. Dalton Hart is your batter. So Huntsville's going to bring the infield in. Hart just looking for something for the outfield to get it tied up here. Fly ball, sacrifice fly, tied. So timeout called by the catcher. Huntsville coach is going to have a little conversation on the mound. They're going to talk it over here, get their strategies together. While they do that, we'll send it back for 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant in Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
So, mound visit over with. We're getting set back for play here as we play in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubs with an opportunity here to tie it up or take the lead. Two runners in scoring position, one out. Dalton Hart up the bat. Cubs trail 2-1. So Barrett's going to come set. He's going to check on his runners. Comes the pitch to Hart. This is swung on and fouled back into the net. So Huntsville's got the infield in. They're going to play to cut off the run on a ground ball to the plate. Shortstop's pinching up the middle just a little bit. Big gap on the shortstop third base side. So 0-2 on Dalton Hart. Comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. So off-speed pitch way outside. Nice block by the catcher. So Barrett's going to get back on the rubber, take a deep breath. Dalton Hart's waiting. 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on. Line drive to the third base, and he snags it. Unable to get back to the base in time, but hard hit ball by Dalton Hart. Third baseman makes a shoestring catch on the line drive for the second out of the inning. All the runners hold up where they're at, so that's going to bring up Owen Finke. So Finke steps in. He's 1-for-2 on the night. Had a single back in the first inning.
Third baseman number 8, Owen Finke.
So runner still at second and third now, but two outs. First pitch coming to Finke. It's going to be down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike. Owen Finke, two outs. Runner second and third. Cubs trail it 2-1 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So Barrett with the pitch. Finke swings, fouls it back into the screen. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So Cubs have an opportunity right here to tie it or take the lead. Maurer get his lead at second. Rosnowski over at third gets his lead. Finke's in the box. Barrett's got his sign. Comes the 1-1 pitch. Going to be down low for ball two. So two ball, one strike count now to Owen Finke. Finke batting here. Two outs. Runners at second and third base. Two ball, one strike pitch on its way. Swung on and fouled back by Finke. Runs the count up to two balls and two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Second and third base for the Cubs. So big pitch coming here from Barrett. So Barrett's got his sign. Comes the 2-2 delivery to Finke. It's going to be swung on. This is going to be fly ball down the right field line. Route fielder giving chase. He's not going to be able to get there. Ball landed in the Hornet bullpen there just inside the fence. Long run for the right fielder. Unable to get to it. Finke takes a deep breath over here at home plate. As we'll reset everybody. So count stays at two balls and two strikes. There's two outs, two runners on. Cubs trail 2-1, bottom half of the fifth inning. So Barrett's got his sign. 2-2 pitches on its way to Finke. It's going to be taken for strike three. So Finke goes down on strikes looking, and that'll end the inning for the Cubs. The Cubs do get no runs. They had one hit. They leave two men on base. So the score at the end of five innings of play, it is the Huntsville Hornets 2 and the Brenham Cubs 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park as we start play here in the top half of the sixth inning. Brenham Cubs are trailing it 2-1. Missed a opportunity there in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Had two runners on with one out, unable to get the runs in. So we'll start play here in the top half of the sixth with the Hornets on top. First pitch swinging. This ball is drilled out to center field. Auchinbeck going back, and he's got it just in front of the fence. So leadoff hitter, catcher Quentin Chandonnet gives it a ride out to center field, but Auchinbeck is able to track it down out there for out number one. So hard hit ball there by the number three hitter in the lineup for the Hornets. Auchinbeck catches it a couple steps in front of the center field wall for out number one. So that brings up the bat pitcher Will Barrett. So first pitch coming to Barrett is going to be in there for strike one. So Steele still on the mound for the Cubs. 0-1 pitch on its way. This could be a comebacker to Steele. He grabs it. It's going to run over to first and then toss it to Hardy for out number two in the inning. So three pitches and two outs so far for Braden Steele here in the top half of the sixth. going to bring up to bat for the Hornets the first baseman, Mason Douglas.
The first baseman, number 12, Mason Douglas.
So Douglas steps in with nobody on and two outs. Top half of the sixth inning. Huntsville holding a 2-1 lead over the Cubs. It's the first pitch swing. It's going to be a base hit out to left field for Mason Douglas. So Douglas' first pitch swing is going to take a fastball and take it out and line drive to left field for a single. So that puts him over at first base. Brings up to bat the shortstop, Wyatt Fulkers. So Fulkers, he's 1-for-2 on the night. Had a double back in the fourth.
Let's go shortstop number one, Wyatt Fulkers.
So Steele's got his sign. He's going to come set. First pitch to Fulkers is going to be a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. So Mason Douglas over at first for Huntsville. Two outs. 0-1 pitch from Steele. He swung on. This is driven out to left field. Left fielder going back. He's going to settle underneath it and make the catch about 10 feet from the fence. So fly out to left field for the third out. There were no runs. There was one hit, one runner left on base. Your score at the end of 5.5 innings is the Huntsville Hornets 2, the Brenham Cubs 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park here at Cubs. The Cubs trailing it right now, 2-1, as they start play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So in the bottom half of the sixth inning, the Cubs will have up Drake Binky, Ethan Oshbeck, Luke Hardy to start it off. So Binky steps in there from the left side. Will Barrett still on the mound for Huntsville. Is going the whole way tonight for them. So first pitch is in there for strike one to Drake Binky. So Binky looking to get a leadoff batter on for the Cubs. Barrett doesn't like his sign. He's going to step off. So he's back up on the rubber. The 0-1 pitch on its way to Binky swung on and missed for strike two. So no balls, two strikes now on Drake Binky. Leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed for the first out of the inning. Binky thought he might have tipped that ball. But umpire says otherwise. It's going to be the first out in inning on strike three. So that's going to bring up to bat Ethan Oshenbeck for the Cubs. So Oshenbeck steps in. Takes the first pitch in there for a strike. So 0-1 pitch. Oshenbeck swinging. He's going to foul that off to the right side. Runs the count out to 0-2. So 0-2 pitch from Barrett's on his way to Auschenbeck. This is going to be hit between third and short. Shortstop's able to knock it down, but unable to come with it. So Auschenbeck's going to reach first base on a single. So Auschenbeck's a one-out base runner. Brings up to bat number 19, Luke Hardy. So Hardy steps up. Auschenbeck at first base.
First baseman number 19, Luke Hardy.
So Hardy comes in. He's had a single and a ground out. So first pitch to Hardy swinging. This is down to third baseline, fair. This is going to bring Auschenbeck around second. He's coming to third. Hardy's going in the second. So a one-out double for Luke Hardy puts the Cubs in business with runners at second and third base with one out. Brings up the bat Brody Tucker. So hard hit right across the bag at third base for Hardy on the double. Brings up the bat Brody Tucker. Tucker 0-2 on the night. So Huntsville brings their infield in. First pitch to Tucker is up high for a ball. So one ball, no strike count to Tucker. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cubs trail it 2-1. Runners at second and third with one out. Brody Tucker, your batter. Swinging by Tucker. This is going to be a fair ball down the left field line. It's in there. This is going to score two runs. Tucker around first on his way to second. He'll pull in with a two RBI double, and that's going to put the Cubs on top 3-2. Huge hit from Brody Tucker. A two RBI double scores two runs for the Cubs as they take a 3-2 lead here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So Tucker not wasting any time, swinging at the first pitch, takes it down the left field line, line drive, base hit all the way to the wall. So Nate Rao come in to pinch run for Brody Tucker.
Courtesy runner is second base, number 17, Nate Rao.
So that, that's going to bring up Brooks Rosnowski for the Cubs. Rosnowski's 1-for-1 tonight, had a single back in the fifth. So Rao out at second base, pinch running for Tucker right now. First pitch coming in, Rosnowski going to be down low for a ball, blocked by the catcher. So Rosnowski back in there. Rao gets his lead at second. So Barrett still on the mound for Huntsville. Comes set, checks on Rao. Pitch to Rosnowski, swung on and fouled out of play. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike, one out in the inning. Runner at second base. Cubs have scored two to regain the lead. They lead it now 3-2. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So Barrett's going to come set, check on Rao out at second. 1-1 pitch is on its way, going to be low and outside for ball two. So two ball, one strike count on Rosnowski. So Rosnowski's ready. Pitch is on its way. Going to be outside for ball three. So three balls and one strike now on Rosnowski. So Barrett steps off, takes a little time. Rao gets his lead over at second base. 3-1 on its way to Rosnowski is going to be outside corner for strike two. Going to run the count to 3-2 now. So one out in the inning, but the Cubs have scored 2 to regain the lead. 3-2 here in the bottom half of the 6th inning. Rao out at second base, gets his lead. Barrett comes set. Pitch is on its way, swung on and missed by Rosnowski for strike 3. So they'll take it to 2 outs in the inning. It's going to bring up to bat second baseman Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza will step in with 2 outs, runner at second base. Landry 1-for-2 on the night. Coach Wheaton's going to call a little timeout, talk to Landry real quick here. A couple weeks ago, coaches made a little swap on who coaches where, and I don't think they've changed it since. Went on a little winning streak, so Coach Wheaton over at first base, Coach Spivey over at third base as they stay there. Wind picks up here at Fireman's Park, blowing out of the north now, so must have had a little cool front come in, had a little change in temperature. So the wind is blowing in right now at Fireman's Park. So conference is over. Mendoza's back in the box. Rao's got his lead over at second base. Baird gets his sign. Going to come set. Check on Rao at second. First pitch coming to Mendoza. It's going to be swung on, fouled out. A play to the right side. So no ball, 1-strike count on Landry Mendoza. Batting here in the bottom half of the 6th inning. 2 outs. Nate Rouse over at second base. Cubs lead it 3-2. So the 0-1 pitch on its way. That's going to be down low and inside for a ball. Evens up the count. 1-1. So Rao takes his lead at second base. Barrett comes set. He's going to check on him. 1-1 pitch on its way. Down low, gets away from the catcher. This is going to move Rao over to third. Ball rolls all the way to the first base dugout, but the catcher is able to track it down. So Rao holds at third base. Runs the count to 2-1 on Landry Mendoza. So Rao now over at third base, 2 outs. Mendoza with a 2-1 count. Cubs lead it 3-2. Bottom half of the 6th inning. 2-1 pitch is on its way to Mendoza. This is going to be up high for ball 3. So 3-1 count. Activity now in the bullpen for the Huntsville Hornets down the right field line. So Mendoza back in the box with a 3-1 count. Barrett's pitch is on its way. It's going to be up high and outside for ball 4. So Mendoza will take a walk. He's going down to first base. Going to put runners on the corners for the Cubs. 2 outs brings up the bat. Number 10, Caleb Maurer. And we're going to have a conference on the mound. So Barrett has pitched a really good game tonight for Huntsville. Cubs just jumped on him pretty good there in that inning, able to score 2 runs and regain the lead here. As we're in the bottom half of the 6th inning, Cubs have a 3-2 lead now. Entered the inning trailing 2-1. Big hit of the inning was a 2-RBI double by Brody Tucker. Tucker with a hard hit line drive down the left field line, went all the way to the fence. Coach is just trying to set his defense up, work on his pitching. Umpire's going to go out there and break up the conference. So he's going to break it up, and they're all going to hit back to their positions, and we'll be back ready for play here shortly.
for the Cubs.
So Landry Mendoza over at first base. He drew a walk. Nate Rao over at third base. Pinch running for Brody Tucker. Up to bat is Caleb Maurer. Maurer drew a base on balls his last plate appearance. So two outs here. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cubs lead it 3-2. First pitch to Maurer. He squares around the bunt, takes strike one. So not a bad idea by Maurer. Third baseman's playing way back behind the bag. So Barrett comes set. Mendoza's on the move. Maurer swinging. He fouls it off at the plate. So Mendoza trots back to first. Maurer down in the count now. No balls and two strikes. Runners on the corners. Barrett looks in, gets a sign from his catcher. Mendoza takes off. Pitch is in there, called strike three. So strikeout to end the inning. But for the Cubs in the inning, they'll score two runs on three hits, leave two runners stranded. Your score at the end of six innings of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 3 and the Huntsville Hornets 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strand Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Vasquez Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
And welcome back to Fireman's Park as the Cubs have taken the lead 3-2 as we start play. Top half of the seventh inning, Braden Steele trying to complete the game. Steele has pitched well tonight for the Cubs. He's only allowed three hits. All the runs that were scored are unearned runs. So leading it off for the Huntsville Hornets is going to be Mason Langley. First pitch to Langley is just a bit outside for ball one. So the 1-0 pitch is in there for strike one, so it evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So Steele working quickly. He's back on the rubber, ready to throw. His 1-1 pitch is on the way. It's going to be just a bit outside. Fastball outside corner misses. Two balls and one strike. Two one pitch is on its way. Swinging line drive foul into the Cub dugout. That was a hot shot into the dugout there that might have got somebody. As we hold up play here a little bit, they're checking on, make sure everybody's all right down there. And the 2-1 pitch is again fouled over into the Cub dugout. So Langley, the leadoff hitter for the Hornets here in the top half of the seventh inning. The Cubs lead it 3-2. Braden Steele on the mound for the Cubs. 2-2 pitch is on its way, swinging. This is a ground ball to Owen Finke at third. He waits back on it, comes through. Throw to first is not in time. It's going to get away from Hardy. It's down the right field line. Langley's on his way to second. Picked up out there by Mendoza. The throw will not be in time to second. So error on the Cubs there is going to put the leadoff batter for the Hornets at second base on the throwing error by Owen Finke. So that's going to bring up the bat for the Huntsville Hornets, Jackson Stickland. Stickland is 0 for 2 tonight. I would suspect a bunt here to try and get that runner over to third base with less than two outs.
Next up, Huntsville third baseman number 5, Jackson Stickland.
So Langley at second base. Nobody out here in the top half of the seventh. Batter squares around the bunt. Snap throw back to second. Close play. And he's in there safe. So close play on the throw back behind the runner at second base by Brody Tucker. So first pitch was a ball to Jackson Stickland. So Stickland steps out of the box. One ball, no strike count on Stickland. Steele comes set. Squares around the bunt. Here's the bunt down to first base. It's going to be fielded there by Hardy. Hardy up with it. Throws over to Mendoza covering. But it advances the runner on the sacrifice bunt by Stickland. Moves Langley over to third base with one out. Brings up to bat the number 9 hitter, Caden Trevino.
Second baseman number 6, Caden Trevino.
Trevino 0 for 2 on the night. Cubs had the infield in, and Coach Wheaton's going to call time here and talk to his infield real quick, set up some plays. So Huntsville's got a runner at third base right now. There's one out. Cubs lead it 3-2. Number 9 batter set to bat for the Hornets. So miscue in this inning, responsible for the runner over there at third base. So Coach Wheaton hits back to the dugout. Tucker back to the plate. Trevino set to step in. Cub infield is in. So umpires are ready. Here we go. First pitch coming to Trevino. It's going to be swung on to Owen Finke at third. He's got the runner caught. Throw to home plate. It's going to be out. So Owen, the ground ball to Owen Finke, caught the runner off third base. He's able to throw the runner out at home, cuts down the runner at home for the second out of the inning. Puts Trevino on first base on the fielder's choice. So two outs now, though, in the top half of the seventh. Runner thrown out at home plate. Big defensive play there by the Cubs. Going to take us back to the top of the order for the Hornets, Grant Benner, and he's going to take ball one, which looked like a strike. So down low just a little bit is the call. So one ball, no strikes. So Trevino over at first, pitch on its way from Steele, fastball in there for strike one. So 1-1 now. Count on Grant Benner. And he squares around the bunt and fouls it off. So quickly 1-2 now. Braden Steele 1-2. Two outs. Runner at first base. Cubs with a 3-2 lead. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. So one ball, two strike count, two outs. Steele comes set. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed. Tucker will have to complete the play to first, and he completes the play, and that is the ball game. So the Brenham Cubs win it tonight 3-2 on a great game here at Fireman's Park. And we'll be back with our post-game show after a word from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2522.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park as a thrilling end to a 3-2 victory for the Brenham Cubs here tonight. A very tight game, probably a little bit tighter than everybody expected tonight. Cubs were able to score two runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning. But with one out in the bottom half of the seventh, top half of the seventh, Huntsville with a runner at third base. Ground ball hit to Owen Finke. Comes up, catches the runner off of third base too far, throws him out at home plate for a big, huge out. And then Braden Steele finished it off with the third out with a strikeout. So huge victory here tonight for the Cubs as they stay undefeated in district, move to 6-0 in district play. And I'm sure we'll have a few visits up here from a couple of the Cub players. So with that, we'll send it back to the studio for a quick word from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life. Aesthetic services for all skin types and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
All right, we're back here on the post-game show, and we're joined now by Braden Steele.
Yes, sir.
Talk us through it a little bit. How did it go for you?
I mean, just going out the gate, Brenham, us putting up one, just huge, getting to a lead in the first. But then, you know, struggled a little bit defensively, but at the same time knew that our guys on offense weren't going to let down. So, I mean, still a lot of trust for them, still not really a lot of worry in the mind.
Yeah, I thought you did a really good job pitching tonight. Didn't let those mistakes behind you bother you. Just stayed focused. I love the way you pitch. I love how you go fast. Keep the batters off balance there.
Yes,
works out good for you. Had a great night today. Just a couple little miscues behind you, but pitching-wise, great game.
Thank you. Excellent
game tonight.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
So we'll get Brody Tucker in here. He was hanging around here. I don't know if he's still in here or not, but Braden, great game. Appreciate you coming up and spending a little time with us up here.
Yes,
enjoyed
sir.
It.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, we're going to switch out. We're going to get Brody Tucker in here. Brody, big hit.
Yes, sir.
Big hit. Jumped on the first pitch, huh? Wasn't waiting around for that
one,
were you?
You know, jumping on the first pitch gives you less time to think about the at-bat. And just when you go up there with an approach of barreling the ball and just making contact, getting the ball to the outfield, you get it done on the first pitch. You don't think about it.
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent at bat. Just went up there aggressive, just got after it, had some runners on, had a great opportunity, took advantage of it, hit the ball hard, hit it out there, and then come back out and finish it off with the put out at first base on the block, third strike there. So excellent game both ways. Good job. Always a joy watching someone who had a son that was a catcher at one time, you know, watching catchers work and stuff. It's I don't think people appreciate how hard you work out there.
Yes, sir, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so if you've never been a catcher in your life, you got to appreciate what these guys do. You know, you expect them to go out there and work hard every day. Brody works really hard back there behind the plate, squaring balls up back there, blocking those things, and to come up with a big hit, it's got to feel good for you tonight.
It does, yes, sir.
So, well, good job, and we'll get Coach Wheaton in here and see what he says.
Yes,
but good luck, guys. Hopefully I'll see y'all in a couple next week or the week after.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, Coach. You had a little bit of a – you got out pretty quick there in the – got out there a little quick in the first inning, got you a run, you know, on the run. So got out there. Huntsville was able to scratch some stuff out. A couple little mistakes here and there kind of got them into the game, and then gave them that lead there in the, I don't know, the they were in the fourth inning, I believe, when they got that other run to get that lead on there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't bad defensively, I wouldn't say. It's just, I think maybe like a mental lapse maybe or
yeah,
so. Just
no,
kinda...
you said it. Definitely some miscues. Definitely not our cleanest game. You know, I've said it week after week. Anybody in this district is good enough to beat anybody on any given night. And you saw that tonight, and them giving us all they want. Credit to their left-handed pitcher. He kept our hitters off balance all night. Probably the first time all year we had a north wind, and then it really blew in late in the game, which you saw a little bit of everything this game, and you could just feel like it was something was going to happen, and it was going to kind of manipulate or change the game, but that didn't happen. And, you know, credit to our guys, credit to Brody Tucker, you know, with all the pressure in the world on him, getting a huge swing off there. And, you know, at the end of the game, I know Finke had some mishaps, but, you know, what a great play by him just to be level-headed with the base or with the runner on third and the infield end to keep that ball in front and get an out at home. We probably work on rundowns more than anybody in the team, but he committed to the plate, and, you know, great job by Braden Steele filling up the strike zone there.
I thought overall you had a really good game. The play at the end with Finke there at third base, did the right thing, looked over at that runner. He was just too far off the base to get back. He was going to get him one way or the other and chose to throw him out at home plate. So huge way to end that threat there after a runner gets on with a little bit of a miscue. You know, he redeemed himself on the in the same inning. But, man, Brody Tucker with that huge hit in that at the bottom half of the sixth inning, just jumping on a – fastball and
I thought we had a similar at bat with Dalton. I know he got to two strikes, but hits a rocket at the guy. It was one of those kind of games. I honestly thought they were going to go safety squeeze or maybe even suicide there at the end. So I went out and took a mound visit, just talked to the guys. Hey, we got to be 100% sure of an out at the plate. If not, we'll give up the tie and we'll go win this thing in the bottom half. But you know, it worked out in our favor, and you know, we get to go have a conversation, you know, about bringing a competitive spirit regardless of the opponent each and every night. And, you know, whether it was the pack stands, the kids being in, we weren't at our best tonight, but no excuses. We've got a veteran-led group, and we'll make the adjustments moving forward, and we're looking forward to the challenge with Consol next week.
Yeah, kind of a little different night tonight. You got a lot of activities going on pregame, kind of gets you out of your routines and stuff, kind of mixes it up a little bit. And, you know, it could be one of the reasons you come out a little bit, you know, like that. I thought in the first inning when y'all got the run in the first inning, I said, okay, we got to run. You know, you're going to be pretty good to go. And Braden really did a good job pitching. He didn't let any of those mistakes bother him. I love the way that kid pitches out there. He's just fast, quick to the plate, doesn't let a batter get comfortable in the box. You know, it's one of his advantages, and he's just ready to go. And you got to appreciate a guy like that that goes out there. And like I said, Brody Tucker behind the plate did a really nice job behind the plate, too. Not only did he get that big hit, but he always does a good job back there for y'all behind the plate.
Yep.
So it's an enjoy watching. Hope everything goes well next week for y'all. Big week next week. Big week the next after that. So hopefully you can get keep it rolling. 6-0, great start.
Yeah.
Couldn't ask for anything better to start district play out 6-0.
You're absolutely right.
It's going to go a long way. So good luck to y'all guys. Man, I always appreciate talking
to you,
Coach.
Appreciate you, Steven. Thank you.
All right, guys, and that was Coach Wheaton. We had Brody Tucker up here with us, and we had Braden Steele. So with that, we'll be back after this message with the star of the game. All right, I guess we're still here. So what we'll do is we'll go back to the studios, and we'll be back with the star of the game after a word from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? Tieleman Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality,
Make Thielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Thielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball-softball season.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium Wada chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49. Now that's a big deal. The Wada deal, now at Whataburger. For a limited time at participating locations, download the app.
Take command of productivity with a New Holland T5 Series tractor available at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. With 4 easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model. There's 10 to select from. That's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with 4-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. From loader work to speedy transport, see a T5 tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy and take command. WC Tractor, now with 6 convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com.
All right, we're back here at Fireman's Park as we are down to the John Breeden Star of the Game, and this Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's your, it's insurance you can trust. So, pretty, kind of a tough choice on the star of the game tonight, but I've got to give it to Brody Tucker. A huge, huge hit to drive in 2 runs that gave the Cubs a 3-2 lead. Jumped on the first pitch he saw from Will Barrett, the pitcher from Huntsville, drives a hard line drive down the left field line all the way to the wall, scores 2 runs. Cubs were down 2-1 at that point. We're in the bottom half of the 6th inning, so huge at bat for Brody Tucker, and Brody Tucker will be our John Breeden star of the game for tonight's game. Not taking anything away from the pitching performance that Braden Steele did. He was excellent on the mound. But Brody Tucker, the John Breeden star of the game, and we'll be back with a final game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season.
We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, welcome back to our post-game show here at Fireman's Park. And all I can say is, wow, what a game. If you weren't here to watch this one, you missed a very, very good game between the Brenham Cubs and the Huntsville Hornets. Good pitching matchup on the mound. Both pitchers doing their job to get it done. For the Cubs, though, they were able to come out with a huge hit in the bottom half of the sixth inning to score two runs and giving them a 3-2 victory. So the Cubs remain undefeated in district, going to 6-0 in district, maintain that lead of first place in the district as they start a really tough week next week against A&M Consolidated, followed up by Montgomery the following week. So a good stretch coming up for the Cubs, going to test them a little bit as long as they can clean up a few things on the defensive side. And pitching has been outstanding through the season. Hitting tonight, maybe a little bit off, not as much. Had a little bit different breeze that came in as the game started. Had a north wind blowing, which is kind of rare for this time of year at Fireman's Park, but norther, and probably dropped the temperature probably about 20 degrees out here during game time. So it may have had a little bit of effect on how things were going. Kind of saw a little bit of everything tonight on the field. Saw some mistakes. Saw some really great defensive plays made by the Cubs. The play by Owen Finke in the bottom half of the seventh inning to gets a ground ball, runner at third base with one out, looks over at the runner. Runner's just too far off of third base where he fielded it from, gets him in the rundown, throw out at home plate. Huge out to seal the victory for the Cubs. So with that, our final score here from Fireman's Park, it's the Brenham Cubs 3 and the Huntsville Hornets 2. And we'll say goodnight to everybody and see you next week.